We're not here. This is a non-episode.
Hello.
Hello. There are no beans in the room.
There is no episode currently occurring.
At this nul time. Episode.
Yeah, we're having the shop door sign that's been flipped over to say back in a month.
Yeah. We've just popped out back in.
Just popped out back in a month.
And you think, well, when did they actually flip it, though? That's the trouble with those signs, isn't it? They go back in 10 minutes, starting when?
Yeah.
And you know, the other thing I get that with is cats that say lost, signs that say lost cat.
Yeah.
How do you know if it's still lost?
Right. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Basically, I've got this fear, which is I'll find the cat. I'll see the cat on the poster, lost cat. I'll find it.
Yeah.
I'll see it on the street. Oh, there it is. Grab it.
It'll start suckling. Yeah. It thinks you're its mother.
And then, exactly. And then it's bonded to me.
I once found a budgie as a child.
Okay. And you called the lost budgie. And you called the number. There was a lost budgie. Was there a lost budgie poster?
So this is when I was very young and I was staying at my grandparents' house and a budgie was on their washing line in the garden. And so we...
Just hanging to dry. Upside down with a peg on its arse.
And so we took it inside, and then I think we rang the local radio station. And they said, they sort of mentioned it on the radio, and then a woman heard it, and it was hers.
It was her budgie.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
That's a different era, isn't it?
Because these days you'd have to go on Nextdoor app, wouldn't you? You'd put it on Nextdoor app, and then just be loads of people talking loads of absolute shite. Have you noticed on Nextdoor? Are either of you on Nextdoor? You must be.
I joined it and then looked at it and then for about 4 minutes and then I said, I'm not never going on this again.
Basically, I've been on Nextdoor app a few times. As far as I can tell, most of the content, definitely over half of the content, is someone talking about how they've discovered a beheaded cat, like a cat's head.
Oh my God.
And it's like, what kind of a sick monster beheads cats? And, you know, that's most of the content.
I think this is specific to your area, Henry.
well, weirdly, as I move around, there always seems to be a cat beheader in the
quite suspicious.
I think most of it is cat stuff, and a lot of it is someone's found a cat head, and it's very, very sad and tragically, cats get run over, and then foxes absolutely have at the corpse.
Oh, I see.
And there'll be a cat head lying around, but there isn't a cat beheading serial killer.
Yeah, I think in our local area, there's a lot of people saying that they saw someone who they think might be wanting to steal your dog. But not that their dog was stolen.
There's a lot of dog theft panic. In fact, there was I didn't listen to it, but I saw on the radio this morning on 5 Live, there was a classic phone-in topic, which was pet theft. Mm. How bad is it or something?
Yeah.
So I think when there's a slow news, I mean, not that it's particularly slow news at the moment, but I think maybe...
But it doesn't always have to be slow news for someone in a radio station or whatever to decide it's slow news enough to talk about the
pet
risk
theft.
Stolen dogs.
The switchboards will light up.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Everyone has got a view on that in this country, pretty much. Pet theft. Let's mobilise. There'll be so many views on pet... I saw some litter in a park the other day, which looked like it could easily have been discarded by a potential pet thief. I mean, you look at the placement, it was near a park. Do I need to say any more? We've got an epidemic of pet theft.
Yeah. I mean, this is how they could solve the recruiting crisis in the military, couldn't they, at the moment? You know, picture of Putin stealing a dog. Oh, Putin wants to steal your cockapoo.
Yeah, people would join up in their droves.
Oh, yeah.
Cockapootin. That could be the poster. I mean, was there any suspicion, Mike, when you bought Pam, that Pam might have been hot?
Pam.
Good girl, Pam. Oh, Pam.
Pam.
Mercifully, no. We went to the source. We went to Cowbridge, which Ben will know.
Yeah.
Posh South Wales.
Local well-to-do area.
Yeah. And there was the guy who got it. He had the full gear. He had the full, they were proper, quiet, smart, nice kennels. We met Mum and Dad. It was clear what was going on.
Yeah.
It's quite nervous meeting the dad, actually. The dad, her father was her biological father, I should say.
Because you're her real father.
Yeah. I'm a dad.
But that handshake with the biological dog father is a tough one, isn't it?
It was a tough one.
Did he give you a good squeeze?
We looked each other in the eye. And it was,
he
wanted to know that I had a firm paw too. And only then was he going to trust me with his progeny. Well, here she is now. She knows we're talking about her. He was a behemoth.
Really?
Yeah. To the point where, like, we were in a bit of a, oh God, what have we done? And we're going to handle this.
Ex-military or epaulettes, still wearing all the gear. Yeah,
Green Beret. He was a Green Beret visually. Yeah.
Sort of Hugo Banzer outfit.
Yeah, three sashes.
Yeah.
And a brace of pistols.
So you, Pam is pedigree? Is she a pedigree dog?
I don't think so. I don't know what that means, really, necessarily. She just is like a breed that has been around for quite a long time and is a breed. Okay. And hasn't been adapted to
Fizzlers.
They've been knocking about for a bit. I mean, man's had a hand in, you know, the existence of the Wirehead Vizsla. Of course they have. But I think that breed's been fairly steady for a while.
It's quite weird, isn't it, the idea that these different dogs have different functions. And it's normally like one of them would like catch the duck, the other one would hold the duck's wings apart, you know, down, and the other one would behead the duck.
One is a hypoallergenic sous chef that specializes in ducks.
One seasons the duck.
They're all like just different parts of this horrible duck murder, isn't it? All these like lovely cute dogs that we all love that are really, really sweet. They're just trained just duck killers
and create an incredible plum sauce.
Yeah, that's what Basset Hounds do. They mix the plum sauce with their big ears. Very sweet.
It's true. Because what's a Vizsla meant to do?
Pointer. Yeah, pointer, hunter.
So the pointer literally points to where the duck is.
That's
right?
Where the duck is, yeah.
It's so weird the way so many of these problems were solved with dogs. Like,
why aren't we now like making a breed of dog that like takes the bins out?
Exactly.
That's true for the modern era.
Or you know, runs a decent IT system for the post office.
You're better off with a dog than Fujitsu.
Yeah.
Whew.
I tell you what, I'd trust a shot. I'd go for Shiatsu rather than Fujitsu.
Hey, Shiatsu's a kind of massage. I think you mean Shiatsu.
No, I was talking about massaging the figures. Yeah,
okay. Good say.
Beautifully done. Very well navigated. Yeah. Well done.
We're not here. This is not an episode.
Yes,
this is our month off. We'll be back in March.
Yeah.
In the meantime, if you're looking for some more bean action and you haven't joined the Patreon, might be a good idea. Go to patreon.com/threebeansalad, where there are now hours and hours and hours and hours of extra bits that we've recorded over the years.
That's very true.
In fact, we'll put a little clip here from the most recent version of our Patreon bonus episode, Extra Beans. So enjoy. The thing is, we don't actually want to know about the intricacies of celebrities' real lives and real hobbies, because it ruins it.
I wouldn't have wanted to know or whatever that David Bowie was, you know, collecting like monocles. You know what I mean?
No, totally. Exactly.
No, same.
Yeah, I call this my monocle attic. I come in.
That's good. That's.
And sometimes pop stars, like mega pop stars, say something that like gives away that they're real or like more human, and I don't like it. So, for example, I remember Paul McCartney in an interview a couple of years ago saying that he liked watching Mock the Week.
Oh, God, no! Why?
And that's, exactly. You shouldn't be watching Mock the Week. You should be sort of hanging out in a New York loft apartment with the ghost of Andy Warhol.
Shouldn't own a telly at all. Should own a projector, maybe. A projector that can sort of can only play special, weird sort of 9mm reels from experimental Latvian movies.
Exactly. My favourite bit is when it's called World's Worst, and they have to go up and pretend to say something that you might say... that you might say in a lift or whatever. But
what's happened to your accent?
Do you think you've tried Scouse before? Have you? That's
it went strongly West Midlands very quickly.
Yeah,
it went from Paul McCartney to Noddy Holder within about 10 seconds.
It hurtled south and east at incredible speeds.
Paul McCartney.
I think you could have got to Cockney if you'd done another 10 seconds,
and eventually Belgian.
Obviously, everyone could do Scouse.
I might make this no problem here.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
They've nailed that. Yeah.
The Beatles have their own sort of accent, don't they?
You're going
straight into Dudley.
How do you do Paul McCartney?
So my favourite bit about...
I love this.
My favourite... So what's a scout?
So Paul McCartney kind of sounds like,
So I was telling, Stevie, I was telling Ringo the other day.
No, I've gone wrong as well.
I was telling Ringo the other day, actually, my favourite bit. My favourite bit in rock.
What have you been to Wolverhampton recently?
There's a bit where they pretend they were in a lift, right? But it's something. I was telling Ringo this the other day, right? You know, we wrote some pretty crazy lyrics, like the stuff about the walrus and so on. Yeah.
But you've got to remember that Coventry was quite heavily bombed during the Second World War.
Coventry was so bombed. I tell you what, I actually did so much acid in the 70s that my entire vocal cords effectively moved to Coventry. That's why I sound like this now. But it's extraordinary. Imagine you're in a lift, right? The things that you would say, right? So that would be things like...
You're losing West Midlands now. That's amazing. It'd
be things like, I'd like to go to the fourth floor. I hope no one does a piss. That kind of thing, right? But this imagines what you wouldn't say.
Yeah, we're in Adelaide. We're safely in Adelaide. Admittedly, someone who spent quite a long time abroad, I think, and maybe went to an international school, but definitely Adelaide.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to work on my McCartney. And I'm going to I'm going to come back with a McCartney next week.
I was sort of fairly confident that I could do a McCartney, but I think you've now dragged us all so far away from it. It would be impossible.
But you're right. The fact that Paul McCartney's into Mock the Week, that kind of thing is so... Yeah, you don't want them on the same level, do you? No. You don't want them...
He shouldn't know who Hugh Dennis is.
No.
He should not know.
And that's no disrespect to the great Hugh Dennis.
No. Exactly.
But we should live in different spheres.
So imagine David Bowie going, so I don't just keep monocles up here, I also keep my Hugh Dennis prints. So these are a collection of different prints I've made of Hugh Dennis's face. Using different technologies. Oh, yeah.
I heard Hugh Dennis on the radio. Oh, oh.
That's good. That's quite good. Starman is Hugh Dennis. That's who the Starman is. He's waiting in the sky. The idea of watching Bowie, like, using a special cream to clean his monocles. So I use this special cream, which I get online, and that means that the monocle... Because if you use a traditional glass windowline, for example, it actually, the monocles become slightly faded, whereas I use this special cream that I buy off an American man online. Mm. And then watching him bend over and polish it, that would be so sad. I'm so glad we never had to see that.
But I think a monocle collection is the kind of whimsical, slightly off-the-wall thing that people would quite like Paul McCartney or David Bowie to be doing.
It's better than Mock the Week, isn't it?
Like, what if he was really into collecting, like, Yankee candles, or...
What are they?
They're a sort of candle brand. Or, you know, if he was really into, like, getting as many Boots Advantage points as he could.
Or those bath bombs.
Yeah, but really into bath bombs.
He's always down Lush every Saturday afternoon. He's down Lush getting another bath bomb, can't help himself.
There's a bath bomb!
I tell you what, finishing the production on Abbey Road made me feel pretty special, but I tell you what, it's that minty feeling, because I like over the mint and rhubarb, and when that starts dissolving around my crotch and legs, I feel so special, I close my eyes.
That's frazzled now.
The thing is, I don't like the fact that, like, Bon Jovi now collects medieval axe heads.
Yeah. So if you want more of that kind of thing, patreon.com/3beansalad.
Lovely.
Right. We'll see you in March.
Happy February.
We'll see you in a month.
Bye.
Bye.